broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place to help us stay in control of our government. It is the peaceful solution we have at our fingertips right now, and we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And good news, Dr. Scott Bradley's in the house. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match to preserve the nation, available now at freedomsrisingsun.com. Also, his incredible webinars and a whole lot more available there as well. freedomsrisingsun.com. And it's a beautiful morning, Dr. Bradley. Welcome, sir.
It is a beautiful, indeed, a beautiful spring morning. I would say it's way below normal temperatures at this time, but
it's all part of global warming, sir. You just don't realize.
I know it.
It
is. I know. I mean, we're so upside down and backwards in my community. It was down around freezing last night at my place, and of course, we all ought to be getting our sunscreen out because it's going to be a hot summer based on global warming. You know. But
wow,
don't believe what you
see or you feel or anything else. Just believe what they're telling you, ladies and gentlemen. Deny all reality. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, it's just amazing what we face. Biden, whacked out crazy loco Joe. Everybody should be concerned about monkeypox. Public officials believe that case numbers will soon increase. And they say, though only occasionally fatal, the speed at which the monkeypox virus is spreading has now raised fears of another pandemic. The CDC says there is no proven safe treatment for monkeypox. So Joe's saying, get worried. Doctor, your thoughts and then mine.
Well, certainly. I mean, oh, ain't it awful. We spread these things as far and wide as we can. We'll have to say this. Sleepy Joe has purchased 13 million doses of something that's probably not effective because of what he's saying, but he claims it's kind of a vaccine. It cost $119 million of American taxpayers' dollars. He has also taken an option on another $180 million worth. It's interesting that this so-called, well, I don't know what we can call it, actually. It's just the latest in a whole line of things we'll be suffering from. But it is a rare, and it's rarely fatal too. In fact, what it normally is a kind of a bumpy rash with a fever, and very isolated. And by the way, one of the studies out of the UK says that if not everyone, I mean, I would say it's so close to you'd have to say virtually everyone that has obtained it outside of Africa at this point is a gay male. So the activities that they involve themselves in, since this is a show that might be listened to by young children, we have to recognize that this is probably something that most human beings on this planet would never, ever face. But what they're trying to do is create another, oh, ain't it awful, we all got a panic, drag out the shutdowns, the masks, the warp speed stuff, the issues in regards to economic challenges. We're going to reset this, everything in the world. And if we're fool enough to take this one again, I mean, I'm utterly, absolutely, completely astonished at what America has become. You know, I think it was Norman Vincent Peale here about almost 50 years ago said, 200 years ago, Americans roared like lions for liberty, and now we bleat like sheep for security. And I think that's really where we're
and
going.
Safety.
If it's not this, it'll be something else. Yeah, we're gonna see this. They found such a success with the lies, and more darned lies that they played on us for the last 2 years. Religious liberty was shut down. Our economic engine was shut down. families were destroyed. Lives were destroyed. Businesses were destroyed. We had despair and depression settle in. Drug sales went way up. Alcohol sales went way up. I mean, oh my goodness, every engine they're trying to feed with this just thrived. And I think about, this is a tragic travesty, I know it's a side trip if we took it, but if you look at what applied socialism is, the poster child for that would be the Native American reservation system. It is socialism applied with the strongest arm we've had it in America. And all of the ain't it awfuls are on the top. Alcoholism, child abuse, spouse abuse, murder, suicide, teen pregnancies, unwed teen pregnancies, all of these
sicknesses,
kind of things
ill health. The list goes on and on and
economics,
on.
Economics, it does. But that's what is being implemented. And
extreme poverty, too. Poverty like most Americans haven't even seen, by the way.
No, there's no question about that. I've spent some time on Native American reservations and also up in the reserves in Canada. And it's an absolute tragedy. A once proud people, a people with an amazing heritage, a heritage that probably less than 1% of Americans have any idea about the depth and breadth of the cultures. And I could tell you stories about warriors, and I'm not talking about just bow and arrow kind of stuff. We're talking about, you know, in brilliant strategies and tactics in warfare, things that would absolutely shock most Americans because there has been a concerted effort to prevent that from coming forth in America. Love to do a show sometime on that, maybe, but maybe that's not the format in this show to do it. But the fact of the matter is,
it's a great format. It would be a great show to do.
It maybe would, and it's a far cry. What happened to these peoples is a far cry from what the American Founding Fathers intended the relationship with the United States of America to be with the Native Americans.
What you had was a few rogue agents that were hate-filled, that you know, moved the narrative forward for an agenda. A lot of people tried to stop it, but influential people with plenty of money and plenty of backing by evil are what really caused a lot of what's happened in America. You know, we look back at history and think that was the masses. It was not the masses. It was not the majority. It was not the way of life. It was not the expectation. It was not the desire of most. It was the extreme off the rails of the few lording over the many and creating these negative narratives that America now has to live with.
Well, the problem is, and that's what they're, this is just a replay of the same kind of concept with this pandemic nonsense that's going on. You get a few well-placed media influencers and institutions and political pundits and yada, yada, yada.
And medical, quote, professionals and et cetera, right?
Well, got to
have the professionals in there, because otherwise, that way they claim the professionals know and you don't. See, that's why you have to shut up.
That's absolutely correct. And we could talk at length about the Smithsonian Institute and how they completely destroyed the Native American culture and completely voided that in America. But we could talk about medical doctors. Let's go back to World War II, Nazi Germany. The highest percentage of a given profession which joined the Nazi Party was medical doctors. And there's some interesting, I guess we could call it white papers out there nowadays, that are examining that and how the medical profession has been co-opted in the past to do horrific things. I mean, things that were overseen by physicians in the concentration camps, where they did medical experimentation, horrific things. And out of that came the Nuremberg trials, of course, and Mengels and all those complete diabolical
And out
monsters.
Of that, now they don't do isolated groups of people in secret to be reported on. They just do the whole globe as their guinea pigs now, and that way there's no secrets. It's just in your face, and it's just holistic, and it's crazy as could be. But back to this monkeypox thing, I don't think monkeypox in and of itself is a big concern. As you mentioned, that primarily attacks gay men, kind of like AIDS did in the beginning. At least that's what we were told. I know the AIDS story is massively different now that we kind of look back at it. But here's my fear. There's a lot of viruses in the world, millions of them. And part of it is the the yin and the yang, or the positive and the negative, and the balance of the world. A lot of it, you know, we get these viruses that come out, and then our body develops immunity to it, and because of that, it keeps our bodies strong. And fighting those viruses is a consistent thing that our body does by nature. And most viruses don't get out of control because our bodies develop an immunity and fight it off and do all these things. And that's great. However, I'm convinced evil men in the eugenics movement today are literally taking these viruses that the body can deal with, and they are manipulating them. They are bringing them into the lab, and then they are weaponizing these viruses. And since there's no known cure for the monkeypox, you kind of wonder, do we have a different monkeypox than used to be that we had no fear of, that Joe's warning about? Is monkeypox, or what will be the next? I believe that COVID was nothing but a shot heard around the world to say, look, here's the trial run. The real ones are coming. Now, I don't know if it's monkeypox or not, but imagine a monkeypox that was monkeypox 2.0, 3.0, whatever the number be. And it was monkeypox man-made manipulation to where there's no cure for it now. But yet, hey, we've made it way more viral, way more deadly. And because of that, you don't have to be a gay person to get it now or whatever. It's not related to that kind of activity, which I won't go into. And what if maybe in America we don't get hit this time? It's not the shot across the bow for us. But what if they're really intending to get rid of millions of people in the world in third world nations with this one? And we stand by and watch in horror because of the man-made bioweapon. Let's talk about it with Dr. Bradley in seconds.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, so I'm saying, you know what? The monkey virus might not be a big deal in its normal state, ladies and gentlemen. But what if they bioweapon manipulated in the lab and now it's a new monkey virus? And, you know, I don't know if it'll really be a big problem in America. I know they want to try to roll out, smallpox or something vaccine for it. Is it smallpox?
Anyway, yeah, smallpox is said to have some effect on it.
Okay, most and they Americans say it'll have some effect.
Have received it.
And most Americans already have it or whatever. Maybe it won't be a big problem in America. Maybe it's not a big bullet for us to dodge. But what if it kills millions in third world countries and it's all basically a manipulated bioengineered weapon? The reason I say that is most of these real sicknesses that are gallivanting the globe, it's their tampering in the labs that are creating this. It's their, you know, genetic manipulation. It's their gene therapies. It's their eugenics agenda here to monkey down the rest of the population, but yet let themselves live forever and create two classes of people, if you will. So I'm not necessarily afraid of the monkey virus as it currently stands, but you never know what they'll do with this, doctor.
Well, let's just spend a minute or two on eugenics. A lot of people maybe have not really been down that rabbit hole. Eugenics is basically the idea of breeding all undesirables out of the human race, breeding a super race, if you will. It's not something just new in the 20th century, although some very ugly examples can be given of what's happened in the 20th century. You know, I don't know when it really started, but I know Plato and his cronies. I mean, by the way, the Founding Fathers had a very distasteful view of Plato. So, I mean, you know, let's not give him too much credit for anything. But the fact of the matter is, the idea of breeding out the undesirable, using kind of like breeding cattle in a lot of ways, bringing the traits in that you want. Of course, at the end of the 19th century, there was a big movement in England for it. You would be shocked, Sam, at some of the big names that you probably have heard. I mean, I know you've heard of them, but many people throughout the world hold them in some of the greatest of awe for their, shall we say, their magnificence and brilliance. These are eugenicists, and Hitler picked up on it, as you well know, but a lot of this stuff came in the United States. The United Kingdom wasn't alone in it. Canada, Australia, a lot of the Western countries did. And what you're talking about is not a new movement. It is something that those that think they're the highest and most noble think that they can kind of tweak. You know, the World Economic Forum thinks they can do this for all of society, for example. But the fact of the matter is, we have people in high places and have had for more than a century of this idea of breeding out the undesirables. I mean, sterilization, forced sterilization, the idea of mass murder, for example, using IQ tests and getting rid of people that are just not quite right, whether they don't fit the socioeconomic or whatever. The Planned Parenthood movement began with eugenics, with the idea of breeding out of the United States the black population. All of this stuff, it's scientific racism, if you want to think of it that way, in so many ways. I mean, whether it's Jews or blacks or gypsies or somebody from some other country or ethnic origins. And so this kind of thing, you mentioned eugenics, it is a lot bigger issue. And for people to have never heard of it is a little bit tragic. That's why I wanted to spend just a moment on it when you brought the subject up.
Amen. Yes. One of the things to note, too, about this is they want to create a master race, there's no question, and they want to either get rid of those who aren't along or those who they don't include, or they want to dumb them down so they can be controlled. They don't care which. They'd prefer the death plan for most of us, but they realize they can't just mass kill everybody and get away with it right now, at least. And so what they want to do is dumb the rest of us down, and that's the monkey virus. You know, what the monkey virus might be is everybody gets this mild, mild sickness, but yet it affects your brain. It affects your, you know, your gender. It affects your all these different things to where, hey, maybe there's gender manipulation in there. Maybe there's a decrease in your IQ and intelligence related to this one. Disrupt the synapses in the brain. You know, I don't know where they're going with this, but I have a feeling that this isn't just your standard monkey virus to laugh at. When Joe literally tells the nation, beware of this, and there's only one person in America that has it, but yet they're saying, hey, it's going to increase, and there's no known cure, by the way. They're setting the stage, and whether this one will be the one that takes off or not, I don't know, doctor, but I'm telling you right now, they ain't done with using these man-made bioweapon viruses to manipulate the world. I'll tell you that right now, whether it's to kill us or whether it's just to manipulate us into a slavery scenario, I don't know, but I know this. They're not done with it. I can promise you that.
Yeah, they had such a magnificent, I mean, I believe they were dancing in the streets, so to speak, when it came to how completely effective this last, utterly, completely, totally unnecessary shenanigan we went through. And you talk about, one person's got it. I don't know, there may be 13, there may be 50. I don't know how many people have anything. But as you point out, there are millions of viruses, our God-given system that we have to care for us in being able to address any issues that come out health-wise. The whole thing is a system. And God created a magnificent way for all of us to respond to any of the things that we needed to develop immunities to. Ultimately, we end up being stronger for it. And I believe that you're absolutely correct, whether this is the one or not. But it's interesting to me. You mentioned one person. Well, in Utah, our governor, our illustrious, magnificent, if you don't get the tongue-in-cheek sarcasm, dripping with sarcasm statements, you ought to listen more carefully. Our governor declared a state of emergency about 10 days before the first attributable death to COVID was back in spring of 2020. People, understand this. There had not been one attributable death. Now, I don't believe that death was appropriately attributed because of morbidities that were involved in that particular situation. But an entire state was put under an emergency. And what came out of that? Billions upon billions of federal dollars were siphoned into this state in order to be able to take advantage of the declared emergency. So all of this, follow the money, people, follow the money. And there's an undertow of political destructiveness. There's, again, I mentioned the World Economic Forum a minute ago. They really, truly want to reset the entire world economy. And if you go to their COVID website, you would probably, maybe you wouldn't, Sam, but most people would be utterly shocked that they have a Great Reset website under the World Economic Forum, where they believe they've proved through the COVID-19 response that they can reset our economic and social foundations through this manner. Now, you need to understand that the Carnegie Foundation it was more than 100 years ago, was looking for the way to reset the values, attitudes, and beliefs, the mores. What made a nation a nation? Reset the nation's mores. What allowed that reset to happen most quickly and most permanently? What they discovered then, it was war. Now, they implemented that with World War I. And they had to have the United States in that. They didn't want us to end the war too soon because they needed to reset our values, attitudes, and beliefs. Look at what happened to our economy. Look at what happened to our families. Look at what happened with the effort to bring on a global government. Now, right now, they're dinking around with a Great Reset, and the World Economic Forum is open about this, resetting our economic and social foundations through these means that are out there. And they found it to be extremely successful on a global basis over the last 2 years. You think nobody in their right mind should think that they're ready to set down that tool right now and move on to something else. They're just tweaking it now. So, yeah.
Amen. And speaking of the World Economic Forum, ladies and gentlemen, the World Economic Forum is pleased to announce that it will hold its annual meeting 2022 in Davos, Switzerland, ladies and gentlemen, from Sunday 22nd to Thursday the 26th. That's this week right now. And they have a theme called Working Together, ladies and gentlemen. Let's dig into this. The small ski town in Davos, high in the Swiss Alps, has heightened security measures in place during the world meeting of the World's Economic Forum. This is a scenario where armed guards are perched on top of hotel rooftops while world leaders and, quote, business executives sip champagne below. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that Davos stands for, globalization, liberalism, they say free market capitalism, but I say that's a lie. Representative democracy, which we stand against, seems to be under assault. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when I say we're against representative democracy, I'll explain why. Because in a way you would say, well, isn't that what we're for, Sam? Not their kind of representative democracy. The Founding Fathers' kind, yes. Not the same. Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden said during a visit to Japan that American forces would be sent to defend Taiwan if Chinese forces attack the self-governing island.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Southern Baptist Convention leaders mishandled sexual abuse claims, and survivors were met time and time again with resistance, stonewalling, and even outright hostility for the last 22 years. That's according to a new report in Sunday's New York Times. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, was discharged from the hospital Saturday, a week after he suffered a minor stroke. Disgraced actor Bill Cosby is facing another trial beginning this week in Los Angeles, California, over accusations that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl in the 1970s. Jury selection in the civil case is likely to start Tuesday. Opening arguments are expected to begin June 1st. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Most Americans want President Trump's Title 42 policy to remain in place.
More than half of Americans want to keep Title 42 in place. That's according to a new Politico Harvard poll. Data shows 55% want to keep the Trump-era public health policy that blocks illegal immigrants from seeking asylum at the border during the pandemic. The Biden administration had plans to lift the restriction on Monday until a federal judge said they could not. The data was split along party lines. Over 80% of Republicans oppose the decision to reverse Title 42.
That is Tim Berg reporting. 27 people suffered minor injuries Sunday after a bus crashed and rolled on I-95 north of Baltimore. The crash occurred near Kingsville, Maryland. The vehicle was operated by Megabus and was carrying 47 people. 15 of the 27 people injured were taken to local hospitals. No other vehicles were involved. USA Radio News.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. It's happening in Davos now, Sunday the 22nd through Thursday the 26th. You got heightened security. You got snipers on rooftops, and you got the elite sipping champagne below. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past half century, Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, has extolled the virtues of an interconnected world, one with a, quote, free flow of goods, services, people, and ideas would lead to shared prosperity and peace. They say it was an idealistic vision that endured in spite of, quote, global unrest and other troubles. It found adherence in accordance of power from California to Washington, D.C., from Brussels to Singapore and beyond, ladies and gentlemen. This is a global venue for the elites to meet and plan the next steps. It's really, in my opinion, a shadow government. Dr. Bradley?
Well, the World Economic Forum was started in 1971 by Klaus Schwab. He's an 84-year-old now. He's an 84-year-old engineer and economist. He's a Keynesian engineer, I mean Keynesian economist, I guess we might say, that harkens back to the socialist philosophies of that economy, not free market, truly the kind of market America was founded on. But basically what they're looking to do, this thing that's happening in Switzerland right now is a meeting of the rich, famous, and beautiful, I guess you could say. These people that think they're a cut above all the rest of us, you know, you talk about eugenics, they've already made it. But they're proposing a global world that's managed by a self-selected coalition. See, these people are going to say, pick me, pick me. No, they're not saying pick me. They're saying I picked myself. It's multinational corporations, it's governments, including the United Nations, and some selected civil society organizations. They call them CSOs. And I have done a review of every one of their publicly recognized partners. Okay? Now, I believe there are partners that are behind the curtains, if you will, too, as there almost always is. But they have a large group of people, organizations that are involved in their organization. And it's interesting to me as I look through it. Sam and I are in Utah. The most prominent corporation that I could find that's totally Utah-based is Intermountain Healthcare. Now, tie that into what's been happening with the healthcare issues that are going on throughout the world. But there, I mean, selected partners, you could say. Think of all the big pharma companies, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, AstraZeneca. And then you've got all the large economic engines, you know, the big money houses, if you will. The New York Times are there, the Time, and think about NBC. Think about the large food companies.
And the new media people like Bill Gates being in the media, controlling Bill tons Gates, of land, like Jeff Bezos, all the Elon Musk, all these socialist controllers with big money in the private sector, not near the scrutiny that you might normally see because it's, quote, private. But they're having a huge impact on the agenda being foisted on the world.
Bill and Melinda Gates are perhaps the most prominent of the strategic partners that are mentioned in the World Economic Forum. Now, you can go to their website, go through, look at all of them. I mean, don't have to believe me on this, but look at all the movers and shakers that are in there. And by the way, Ukraine has a huge footprint in this. I mean, these things, I can't make these up, people. These things are out there and verifiable, but I do believe that there's also a hidden side to them that perhaps there are some institutions that did not want their face and name associated with it because they are facilitating from the background and they'll just help pick up the spoils when the time comes. But the fact of the matter is these guys consider themselves to be the future of the world. And they want it to be a global government. They want to reset it. They want to run things. Here's a statement from their Great Reset website. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. People, all aspects, it's encompassing. I'm going on with their statement. From education to social contracts and working conditions, every country from the United States to China must participate. Must, guys, this is an imperative going back. And every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. People, the way they're going to reset this capitalism is in a Marxist slant. Now, you understand that a public-private partnership is fascist in its economy. That's the kind of stuff that Hitler and Mussolini were for. Now, fascism is a form of socialism. Socialism has many different flavors. They're all poison. Marxism is just one form and flavor of socialism. And in fact, if you read Orwell's 1984, Orwell was a socialist. And Orwell felt like all the other socialist flavors were, he mocked them in 1984. Some of these dystopian, I guess I should call them, societies that are written about from, you know, the Lord of the Flies and all these other weird things, all this Huxley stuff, all these dystopian societies have a flavor from which they come. Marx wrote in his manifesto that his flavor of socialism was the purest and best form. They're all just a bunch of gangs that are trying to take over and be the chief cook and bottle washer of the whole world. But these guys at the World Economic Forum have all the rich and famous, the beautiful people of the world in their own minds. My wife calls them stinky people because they are just stinky people. People make stupid decisions with their lives all the time. And we're going to turn our world over to these people that have a propensity to make stupid decisions with their own lives, and then they want to lord over all of us. These are just people, and these people think they're a cut above of all of us. And it's just astonishing to me at who has associated themselves with this. Like I say, we have corporations around the world that have signed up for their flavor of global governance. And it's astonishing to me how they're kind of meeting in the glitz and glitter with the snipers on the rooftops to make sure nobody interferes with their planning. And really and truly, it's a coup d'etat. In fact, if you really want to know what they're saying, right from their website, they call it a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. Now, this is the stuff that tin horn dictators do in Central America, South America, well, all over the world, really. But these people want to take control, and it's a silent global coup d'etat, quoting from their meeting. And this, if people understood, they're hiding in plain sight in front of all of us right now. And we bow and scrape and think, oh, man. Somebody asked me the other day, it's funny, the price of a ticket to go to this place and participate. Now, of course, getting there costs tens of thousands of dollars because y'all go in private jets. So I couldn't afford that. But I was asked if I wanted a ticket to go. And a ticket to get you into the main events is $28,000. To the whole thing is like $65,000, to all the behind-the-scenes dinners and fetting and everything like that. And it's like, don't you want to go and see what they're doing? I mean, this is, you can buy your way into this inside inner circle and have a say with how they're going to govern us. This is satanic in its origins. You know, God wants us to be free. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And this group run by Klaus Schwab is one of his instruments, his minions today to do it. Now, of course, there's a lot of minions today. Evil has a lot of friends, but this is one of them, and they're meeting right now, even as we speak, Sam.
Yes, they are, my friend, and it's not looking good for us. I'll tell you that right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy what they're doing, I might say. I look at this, and I say, look, they don't give you the details of what they meet about. Unless you research. It's available if you study. But most people don't understand what they even meet about. But they make no bones. They highlight this thing big time all the time. In other words, everywhere in the news is like, hey, they're having the big Davos meeting. But nobody seems to think much about it. But do you know what they're going to be talking about in Davos this week? Do you know what the big three top issues are?
Let's hear them. We all ought to be interested.
All right. There's three main things on the table for Davos this year. They say it's the first time they met since the pandemic. And so they really got to get after it. Now they got to take on these issues. There's three of them. I'll make you wait till after the break till I tell you what they are. And then we'll talk about them in detail with Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. We reject globalism. We stand for God, family, and country. And we stand for the United States of America, a blessed nation, a light on a hill. And we are followers of the Prince of Peace.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the constitutional law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Scott Bradley about the small ski town of Davos, high in the Swiss Alps, where you got snipers on roofs to create security while the elite sip wine beneath. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past half century, Klaus Schwab and others have this, quote, World Economic Forum where unique people meet together. Some of them are in government, but most of them are not. It's almost like a shadow government, judge, jury, and executioner planning what's going to happen over the next several years, planning what they want to happen. The annual meeting this time has three things on the table in Davos for discussion. You ready? Climate change is at the top of the list. They believe that COVID was the, you know, pre-runner, if you will. Climate change will be slowly but surely, relentlessly, gently, forcefully, all the words you can think of, implemented over time, creating a noose around the American people's necks. Climate change, if you're against it, they've already discussed arresting you, okay, as a dissenter, as a purveyor of disinformation. The second one is the Russia-Ukraine war, okay? And I would submit to you that it's partly the Russia-Ukraine war, but it's partly bigger than that in the sense that, as Dr. Bradley wisely warned, the way the eugenicists and the way others control countries is through war. So they're calling it right now the Ukraine-Russia war, but really it's climate change, Russia-Ukraine war, and the third one is cryptocurrencies, ladies and gentlemen. Because of cryptocurrencies, they've lost a little bit of mojo in terms of their control of economies. Russia, through these currencies, is allowed to continue. In other words, anything outside of their money control system has got to be stopped, got to be targeted, got to be focused on. Otherwise, their global tyranny cannot materialize as they hope. So these three things, climate change, war, and money, are at the top of their list, doctor.
Well, and it's easy to see how absolutely universal those topics are in terms of the impact that they'll have. If you talk about climate, it's everything. It's the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we do, how we do our businesses, all of that stuff. War, as I talked about, the Carnegie Foundation had promoted the idea to change the mores of nations through war. And the money thing, a lot of people, money, what the heck, money? And it's interesting, if people are not economically free, for example, if you don't have ownership and control of private property, you can't truly be free. And the Founding Fathers talked about this. There's a couple of references by Hamilton in the Federalist Papers about a control over a man's subsistence is a control over the man. And that's a well-understood fact that's been hundreds of years well-understood. The Marxists.
Yeah, sadly, Hamilton pushed for it, even though he understood that.
Well, the problem is that he was, I mean, okay, he narrowly focused the area he was talking on, and yet Hamilton had a lot to do with the destruction of the freedom in this nation in terms of the economics. But be that as it may, tyrants of all ilks and flavors have known this down through the ages. When Pancho Villa and his buddies were, they're communists, by the way, down in Mexico, were running around the countryside, they wanted to control the economy so they could control the people. Some of the regions of Mexico were very, very blessed with high content silver ore. And he took control of the mines and blasted them shut so the people could not be masters of their own destiny. And this cryptocurrency stuff, what they've got is a little leak, if you will, in their bucket, where the world bankers and so on, I mean the G20, by the way, we could talk about them at some length, this economic powerhouse of the 20 most richest nations, G20 wants to control things. And what they have is a fiat-type currency. It's money by declaration. We call it money. You got to use it as money and so on and so forth. The U.S. monetary system right now is a fiat system. Wasn't designed that way by the American founders, and they wrote it into the Constitution and so on, that it was gold and silver and all that kind of stuff. But what's happened is we have had a cabal of people, the Keynesians, if you will, even Utah was very heavily involved in that with Mariner Eccles and his efforts at the Fed and the efforts to basically take control of the entire economy through fiat money. If you run the printing presses and you're the only access to that, you run the economy. And these guys at Davos are pretty worried that maybe there's some other noise out there in these cryptocurrencies. Now, I'm not a cryptocurrency guy. I really truly believe that they will be ultimately manipulated and destroyed every bit as much. And there's a lot of that going on in America right now. The way the IRS is treating people's trades in cryptocurrency right now is a precursor, I believe, and a foreshadowing of how the control will be brought about. Those that I know that are into the cryptocurrencies are finding that they're under the microscope, if you will, with the IRS. But the point of the matter is they want to control. And if you've got economic control, if you've got a control of the everything you eat, drink, breathe, and sleep about with the climate, and if you can control the world status through violence using war, which is basically what this is a gang war in the Ukraine, two gangs, the oligarchs of Ukraine and the oligarchs of Russia, and you know, you say, whoa, do we have a dog in this fight? No, we don't. It's only how we've injected ourselves. But you can see how those topics would be central to these guys meeting with the World Economic Forum. And they can play all of the want into this thing. Think about this for a second, Sam. Think about this. If they can say, we'll shut down religion, we'll shut down economy, we'll shut down families, everything because of a germ that we've had germs for as long as there's been humanity on the earth. We've had our immune systems deal with them. But they shut down everything because of that. Well, the climate is absolutely all-encompassing. Oh, or we could have an emergency because of firearms, or we could have an emergency. You pick any subject you want, we could have an emergency over. And if they can control us based upon declaring emergencies, do you think they're going to let go of that? Absolutely not. We're fools to allow this to continue to work this way. We've got to sit up and take notice. And the people have got to quit being complacent and complicit. Eternal vigilance is the way we're going to preserve our liberty, and we have not been vigilant.
The leaders of the World Economic Forum are still afraid of us because they know if we get wind of what they're doing, we can put a stop to it by our greater numbers. And especially in America, by the proper role of limited government using the checks and balances, they know we could do that, and they're afraid of us. That's why they meet, atop this place where they've got this massive security. That's why they do the things they do, because they know if they meet outside of the United States, the greatest country on the face of the earth, that's their main target goal, is to down the United States. The rest of the world is easy to take over if the United States falls. They know this. They meet outside of it, so we don't have any scrutiny. But look, there's not enough people of the world alarmed by this, bringing this up, focusing on it, demanding accountability, transparency, demanding a halt to their agenda and their con games and things. We the people need to stand up. But climate change, war, and money, now think about if they control those three things, what they don't control. Is there anything that won't be on the table? I think if you take the climate change, you take war, and you take money. I don't think there's anything that won't be touched by that in some way. Not a single item, Dr. Bradley.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, and this is the honest fact. And you can take this as broad as you want, whether it's the all of these scare tactics going on about the World Health Organization taking over our health care with their new rules and all that kind of stuff. They have zero authority to do that. There is nothing whatsoever in any universe that would say that whether it's these guys in the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization or whomever it is to take over our nation. Our constitution.
The only authority they have is when we do nothing, they assert the authority. And if we don't stop them or challenge them, they have it by hook or by crook, not by reality.
When we act like they do, that gives them the only power they have. And when we have buffoons in leadership positions in this nation, which there's a great plethora of those, we will soon be saying, oh, bow down to this world group. These guys, they have set the stage. We must conform. No, we don't. And we have decades, centuries of historical precedent that we can look back at. The whole premise of the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, our Bill of Rights, everything is the sovereignty of this nation. And the Westphalian Treaty of 1648 recognized that all nations are sovereign within their own boundaries. No other supranational organization has any authority to interfere or to in any way influence that. And we the people are who this was created for by God and his wisdom at great cost. And if we don't understand the strength of our position and we begin to act as if they have that power, we're basically granting, delegating, we're abrogating everything to
transferring.
Them. We are, because we are no longer a people that understands the power of our position. We have that power. And for Sleepy Joe or Kamala or somebody in the Senate or the House or somebody in the Supreme Court, it doesn't matter. Those people are, as my wife says, stinky people. They make all sorts of bad, stupid decisions. And to think that we must kowtow to them is an utter, complete, and total abrogation of what God created us to be. We need to get out of that mode. And whatever happens at this World Economic Forum or the G20 alignment things or the United Nations or the Council on Foreign Relations or NATO or something in Iraq or something in Ukraine, all of these things are completely powerless to have influence over us. Nobody can take away our Second Amendment rights. We the people have that right. And you look at what the Second Amendment says. Does Congress have the authority to do that? It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't. Congress can't do it. You look at the First Amendment where it talks
and
about.
And it's a misnomer to think that the states can do it too. A lot of people believe the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to the states. It's a misnomer to believe that as well.
Well, it is. And in fact, most states, in fact, if you had my book, we could take it open and look at it, at how many states have an absolute guarantee of the right to keep and bear arms and for the purposes stated and so on. Most state constitutions have that in it too. But you look at this religious liberty. Congress shall make no law about religious liberty. Forget it, folks.
We need to stand together and assert that. Ourselves while we have a chance, ladies and gentlemen. They're taking away our liberties one by one, and the more we allow them to take away, the harder it is for us to assert ourselves because they mean war. They mean to use money and the economy and climate, God's climate, I might add, against us. Beware. Stand with God, family, and country. Turn to God Almighty. Turn to your family. Prepare. Get involved. Make a difference. You can help us win. After all, we declare this nation shall endure. For Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, God save the Republic of the United States of America.